Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
News Radio.
It's the Jason Warski Show.
I have a lot of conversations, not as many as I'd like, about where Northeast PA is now, where we can be. Every time I have a political candidate in here, I always say, where do you think we can be in 5 years? Not like, what can you do now or next year? If there's ever an area that is full of untapped potential, we're it. Why do I say that? It's because a lot of times if you look around, people go, this place is horrible. And they just trash talk the area and they go, we're never going to get better. Well, if we are as bad as you say, it can only go up from here. And one guy hoping to help make things better and to give opportunities to people is on the phone with me right now. I want to welcome to the show, Chris Jones. Chris, good morning.
Hey, Jason. How are you?
Good. Doing all right. I mentioned to you a few minutes ago, through Facebook, I left my glasses at home.
Yeah.
And it's for the first time in my life, I just started wearing glasses last year. I'm like, wow, I actually need these things. I shouldn't have left them at home. Man, I'm a mess this morning. But other than that, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Yeah, I think northeastern Pennsylvania woke up to a lot of snow this morning. My daughter sprouted out of bed as soon as she looked out her window and saw the snow coming down. So a couple days off from Thanksgiving here, but yeah, I don't know. It's I'm doing well, all things considered.
You are, you just opened, was it last night? Yeah, last night you had the ribbon cutting for your new, now I want to say it's your business, but it's a business full of businesses. It's like a bubble or an office for other offices. It's called Cowork at the Accelerator. It's in Wilkes-Barre. It's for entrepreneurs and businesses. And is it as simple as saying it's a shared workspace? How would you describe it to someone who's like, I have no idea what you guys are talking about? What is your business?
Yeah, you know what? I appreciate the setup here because the naming of it was important, I felt, because, you know, for the last 20 years, I've been a tech entrepreneur and I've gotten to travel, you know, around the world, but spent a lot of time in the Silicon Valley and in Austin, Texas, and Silicon Beach, they call it now, in Los Angeles. And, you know, there are these sort of WeWork buildings that make it super convenient to be productive. And this concept, particularly because of COVID and this new distributed workforce where, a good portion of people that are gainfully employed are doing it remotely, and they're doing it from home. And in some cases, they have work environments that aren't all that productive. And so that was a piece of it. So we call it Cowork to specifically reference the fact that it's about 2,500 square foot of a 25,000 square foot building I own in downtown Wilkes-Barre called the Accelerator. The 2,500 square foot is now dedicated to a couple of different types of people. One would be the solopreneur, the startup entrepreneur, you know, a single person or two-person company just getting off the ground. The other would be a business professional who, again, to my, you know, what I referenced earlier, is kind of, if you will, displaced, you know, from their work environment and still would like to have access to a productive work environment. And then the third piece, particularly in my space, the technology space, you have an increase of remote workers. So pandemic aside, these are just people who, because of their skill set, are competitive for jobs that the parent company might be located anywhere in the world, really, and they're given an opportunity to work from home. In cities like New York and LA and San Francisco, et cetera, these people actually get, their employer will pay for them to go to a WeWork or a building that provides the type of services that we're providing. So I think that's a good kind of setup to what we're up to, and be happy to fill in any of the blanks.
Would you say because, say there's a business in New York, instead of renting office space there, Are you saying it could be more cost effective to share space in your building here for them? I mean, yeah, how different are the rates in rent? I'm really setting you up for this. How different are the rates in rent in New York versus Wilkes-Barre?
Can tell you that for the people who were displaced from New York City and have decided to move back to northeastern Pennsylvania, they know it's much more affordable here. The rates for space, so we have several private offices available, and then the concept is what's called shared space or, again, co-work space. But the way that they do this, so I just adopted a model that's been kind of proven out in other major cities, which is sort of what they call a desk model. And so people could come in and lease on a month-to-month basis what amounts to, a 6-foot wide by 3-foot long desk with a nice ergonomic chair, and it becomes their private desk. Now, the space is 2,500 square foot within this larger building. It's the old guard building. So for folks who lived on the west side, like I did, I grew up in 44th, when you're coming over the Market Street Bridge from Kingston into Wilkes-Barre, that building on the right that now has one of my businesses in it called LSEO.com, and it's the sign that that lights up at night, and a lot of people are talking about it. But so that 25,000 square foot building houses a bunch of growth stage tech companies, and so they're in the building. So picture the energy, the quality of the type of people that are in the building, entrepreneurial, motivated, good paying jobs, these kind of things.
Yeah.
So we have a bunch of perks in the building that we invested in for them. So we have a podcasting and video streaming studio down on the first floor called Studio 16 South. This building was the old Wilkes University Business School. So part of what we inherited when we took it over from Guard was this awesome conference center on the first floor. It's about 2,000 square foot that any of the tenants in the building, including our co-work tenants, could access. So picture if you're a startup business and you're trying to figure out how to connect with local business owners or whoever your target market is.
Yeah.
You could take co-work space and at no additional cost leverage our conference center to hold, monthly workshops, training sessions, etc. So
I as I'm listening to say this, it's really wild. When I first read about this, I thought to my, I'm reading about Studio 16 South, and it makes me, I laugh in my head, what luck, Barsky, way to go. When I was out of work before I got this job here, one idea I had was this. It was this idea of, podcasts don't have to be worldwide. They could be very local, and with social media, and I'm like, I don't know, how would I set this up? To take that idea, I could have come to you and be like, hey, but you already did that, so thanks. but if someone has a nugget of an idea, do you have people there or yourself? I think I saw something on the site, you can coach businesses and give them advice and help them get to that next level. So if someone has a nugget of an idea, how formed does a business idea have to be? How much money would they need to kind of start it up using your facility? Again, it's called it's co-work at the Accelerator in Wilkes-Barre. What would they need?
You know what? I didn't try to evade your question earlier, but it costs about $100 to $200 a month to gain access to the space. Just so folks that are listening might have a reference. That question kind of is a broad question, but in short, the space is for people who would like a productive work environment. It's all recently renovated. It's a collaborative space, so there will be opportunities to network and to engage with others. But in terms of startup capital, it really comes down to the individual.
Gotcha.
I'm the founder of a company locally called Pepper Jam, which people are familiar with. I'll tell you right now, man, when I founded that company, I was tens of thousands of dollars in debt and had nothing. I basically used my credit cards to start that company. And for people that know the Pepper Jam story, I went on and later sold that in 2009 to eBay. And so, it's one of those things. We watch it on Shark Tank, or we'll watch it, this concept of the entrepreneurial dream. But I always tell people, decide what you want. Get clear on your outcome. hey, I want to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, get more granular, get more specific. And then it'll be a lot easier to take the first step.
Gotcha.
So a lot of people don't take that first step, Jay, because they fear that, well, I don't have enough startup capital. Guess what? I had a negative balance. I had a negative balance sheet when I started Pepper Jam. So, you know, you got to take that first step, but you got to get really clear. And, you know, you kind of, you know, part of my background is in personal professional development. You got to set goals. You got to, you know, keep yourself honest whether or not you're on track or not. And you've got to be able to ask for help. This building, I hope, will be a catalyst for, you know, the next Pepper Jam in the area, the next Solid Cactus, the next Benco Dental, et cetera.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, because one thing I hear, especially from parents of college-age students, or, well, as soon as our kids graduate, they're going to leave because there's no jobs there. This is an opportunity for people to stay local and still achieve major accomplishments, I think. And I think that's pretty cool because that's, again, one of the reasons a lot of people say they leave. Well, there's no chances. There's no opportunities here. And if you're saying a couple $100 a month, even if it was like, I don't know, $400 a month to have access, to have the ability to have a conference room or, you know, video conferencing rooms and just have the equipment and just that's an awesome way to start things off, to have all the tools you need. I love it.
Yeah, I really appreciate you taking notice. And, you know, we do have space available for folks listening. It's affordable. It's meant to be affordable. You know, one of the final things I'll say here, I don't know how much more time we have, but, you know, the co-work space wasn't part of our original plan for the building. And it was the pandemic that really kind of inspired it, you know, that kind of created the pivot. You know, I've always been an early adopter of tech, but what we found here with the pandemic is that the acceleration of people who've become more familiar with really the power of remote work, the power of technologies like Zoom and Google Meets.
Yeah.
So it's like what I thought was going to take 5 years basically has been packed into these last 8 months.
Wow.
And the co-work space idea came because people were reaching out. There's a young woman locally. Her name is Michelle Kalinowski. Her brother Bob is a familiar name because he's a reporter for the Citizen Voice, right? Everybody knows Bob.
Yes.
And the Nanticoke newsroom. but Michelle used to work for me at Pepper Jam, and she's an absolute superstar. She had left a couple of years ago and took a remote position at an awesome, you know, global organization. Michelle had reached out to me and said, Chris, if you ever, because she's a remoter, right? She's got either she could work out of her home. She could go to a coffee shop, but she said, Chris, if you ever, you know, consider, you know, this, please let me know. So she was one of the first people who reached out last night when the news broke that we were opening this. And so it's just, you know, it's a new normal. It's a new normal, and I'm glad, I'm fortunate that I'm behind it, but I'm glad that Northeastern Pennsylvania now has one of these spaces. And you had mentioned in the setup that you don't know how many of these spaces exist.
Yeah.
Truth is, right now, none, because there was one in the basement of the Innovation Center in Wilkes-Barre that closed down indefinitely because of the pandemic. So in us setting this up, we set it up. We're part of the COVID-19 Luzerne County Pledge. You know, all the desks are social distance, and we've done everything we can to, you know, maintain the CDC guidelines.
Yeah, I have to draw a line between what my boss would want me to do on the air and my personal interest. I could talk about this personally for a couple hours. I really enjoy this. I realize I just went about a minute and a half over my time. Thankfully,
no,
I have the ability to stretch it a little bit, but believe it or not, I started the show off with good news, a guy getting a flu shot. So that was really cool and local. And we helped out a guy named Bill. And up next, I believe, is it the people who are trying to raise money for puppies? Or there was a hoarder who had animals, and they're going to help push people to, you know, give money there too. So
you've got to move on to the puppies.
Well, they're not puppies, they're dogs, but they need help. Yeah, I agree. I have to.
Jason,
so
I really appreciate you taking notice. Really appreciate, you know, I enjoy your show.
Oh, thank you.
Congrats on your success, and thanks so much.
Hey, before you go, how do people reach you?
If they go to acceleratorwb.com, so acceleratorwb.com is our website, they get all the background information on the building, the space, the available offices, and there's a link on there that says apply now. If they just ask for more information on there, we'll get them pricing or whatever else they need.
All right, okay. Listen, I'd love to talk to you again at some point. Chris Jones, congratulations on opening up Co-Work at the Accelerator. Again, it's Accelerator. I want to make sure I get this right. AccelerateorWB.com. That's the website.
You got it. Yep.
Hey, thanks, Chris.
Thanks, buddy. Bye. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
The Jason Barsky Show. Weekday mornings from 9 till noon on WILK News Radio.
Radio.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.